Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, people. Party people.
We're here to tell you
a little secret. It's not a secret.
Y'all heard our last episode?
Did you?
Sorry.
Sorry, we got kind of real, kind of quick.
Sorry, trigger warning, posthumous trigger warning for the last episode. We talk about murdering people, getting murdered.
Yeah.
Brenda getting
murdered.
There's
a lot of content warnings there, like...
We also talked about sodomy, I think.
Sodomy at one point. Toxic relationships.
Brenda got murdered.
I didn't get murdered, but like we do talk about like just forked up stuff. And I should have given a content warning because to be quite frank, y'all, this is Brenda. I lived it. It was actually kind of hard. It hit me when it was hard for me to listen back. Like after we'd already posted it. I had a couple of friends like reach out to me and then I went back and listened to it and it was difficult for me. So like, I can only imagine if people have been through similar things, it was probably difficult for them too. So I'm sorry. We should have warned you.
We can also, you know, go back and put in a beginning to that episode actually.
Good call.
So this is kind of stupid.
I mean, I've gotten pretty good feedback about it. So thank you. To all our listeners.
Fans.
We don't have names for our fans yet. Little weirdos. I don't know.
Oh my god, we should have a name for them.
I know.
Wiglets?
Well, no. Oh
little
my god.
Wiglets?
Little Wiggies? No. No. I don't know. Little Edies?
Little Edies. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Y'all tell us.
Alright. Well, we're sorry about that episode, but it was good still.
So here comes this one.
This one we're finishing up this... freaking series.
The 36 questions that make you fall in love.
36 flavors and some.
And we do get into some shit. Some embarrassing shit.
Yeah, we do talk about embarrassing stuff on this one. Get ready for another trigger warning. I say it in the episode, but birds will die.
Oh, yeah, birds die. Fuck, I hate that story.
If you want to cry, cry about it.
I tuned it out when we were listening to it, but it is it's a very good story if you've never heard it. Yeah, we tell lots of stories.
All right.
We love you.
Love you. Have fun with this episode.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's your favorite podcast.
Linda and Brenda, not tonight.
You can probably hear both of my dogs going.
They're breathing.
Sorry, it's hot out here for a pimp.
It's hot and hard.
It's hot and hard.
I feel like Etta James right now.
Yeah, I don't
when
really
she's singing,
know what you mean by
I'd
that.
Rather go blind. In that YouTube video where she's like, she's fucked. She looks like she's allegedly maybe forked up.
So are you fucking.
I feel like.
Fucking.
That's how I feel going into this, man. Because I just peeked at the first question.
We're here to do these. We're here to finish these questions.
The 36 questions that lead to love, even though we're not in love.
Yet.
We're just sisters. Oh my God. Linda recorded our hit songs tonight.
Wow.
She recorded some bops.
Should we play a clip?
Can we?
It's ours.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's do it. Hold on. One moment, please.
I recorded our favorite new bop. It's a single from Linda and Brenda, and it's called...
I want to listen to the... We don't even have the one that is, like, our theme song.
We don't have our theme song, but we do have the single I recorded
this
called
is like
Duke.
It reminds me of... What's his name? Joe Exotic.
Here we go.
To get inside the house sometimes... Just can't see real good. He's got cataracts and he bumps into chairs.
My dog is blind at night and
I try so hard to help him out, but he bumps into stuff like all the time. Give me a sign. Just can you get inside?
Damn. All right, that's
wait, we gotta play that. I like the second part.
Oh, okay.
This is a bridge. Cause you can't see, and I know that you are 16, but you know there's not an excuse. You gotta see, oh, and use your eyes. Alright, so that was that.
Please, boy, can you get inside?
Linda keeps recording bops for us. She also recorded, I think we have a theme song, y'all.
But I'm not a rapper.
She's not a rapper, but I think we do have a theme song after tonight.
You're going to have to sort through it.
It's Britney Spears themed. I will edit it down, and it'll be perfect.
That's your job. I can't go through that shit.
All right, we have to get straight to this shit.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Question one. So, if you haven't been listening, just fucking listen. Go back and listen. I don't even know if we posted the second episode.
We haven't posted the second episode. We need to do that tonight.
All right. Anyway, not tonight. But not tonight. Here we go. We're on 25. It's about to get real. Excuse me. Make 3 true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling.
I don't need any help. Thank you.
okay.
We
3 each?
Are
three
both,
we statements.
We are both sickening.
Okay.
We both are feeling goofy.
Mm-hmm.
We both look like Britney Spears.
All right, we are in this room feeling great. That's kind of simplified, but, like, we're both feeling good right now. I didn't have a great day, but I'm having a good evening with you, we. Anyway, we are both intelligent
little
bitches, little binges. And we are both insecure about our bodies.
That's a good
one. Is that cool?
Yep.
I mean, we are.
That was easy.
All right, next. 26. Complete this sentence.
Okay.
I wish I had someone with whom I could share... dot, dot, dot.
A weighted blanket with.
Oh, that's really sweet. Okay, I'm gonna have to think on this. I wish I had someone with whom I could share... Maybe I don't like to share.
I gotta say, I really want somebody for real that enjoys a weighted blanket. Because so far... everybody's opinion has been poor of the weighted blanket. Nobody will try it. And I want somebody
I'll try it with you.
I want somebody that enjoys it as much as I do and wants to sleep with it on them, too.
Oh, I've got one.
So I'm not sleeping with my own blanket.
I fucking love a weighted blanket, and I want one. I'm jealous of yours. But my thing is, I want somebody with whom I can share a laugh other than you. And, like... my mom and my family and, you know, I want, like, a boy I can fucking laugh with. Like, I laugh, like, my butt off all the time with Linda, but, like, she's my sister.
I can't be everything for everybody.
She can't be everything for everybody all the time. Can't stop, won't stop. Okay, ready? Number 27. If you are going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know. Or friends beyond the binary.
If you want to be my lover.
You gotta get with my...
whatever. what was the question?
If you were going to be my lover, like what?
What
was something that like would be really important for the other person to know? I don't even fucking know.
Let's pretend for a second... to make this a little bit interesting that we don't know each other.
Okay.
Like, let's pretend like...
oh, okay.
Like, you pretend like to be a boy that I'm trying to date. I'll picture one in my head.
Okay.
So you don't have to say anything. And this is what I would tell you that you need to know if you want to be my lover.
Okay.
Because I think that's what it's really
getting at. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I would have to tell them about my mental health
issues. I was about to say the same shit.
I would have to, because they need to get with it and know
that. Right. It's just like having a kid.
Sometimes like if you have a kid.
You have to tell them you have a kid.
You have a kid?
If you have a mental thing, you gotta tell them. I was just about to say the same thing. And I'm okay with saying it out loud. Like, I would have to tell them, speaking from experience now, I would have to be like, yo, here's the deal. I have ADHD. It's this thing called attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. And I happen to have the most crazy kind. I'm like the poster child for both inattentive and hyperactive. So sometimes I'm going to do weird shit.
Sometimes I run.
Sometimes I hike. Sometimes I can't stop listening to podcasts.
Sometimes I can't stop hiking.
I can't stop talking. If I don't take my medication, I laugh like a little kid for all the things, all the time. Sometimes I have a really hard time keeping focused enough to, like, put my clothes away. So I have to put a timer on, and it seems kind of weird. But that's TMI? Would that be TMI?
I'll top it off. I'll say it for the first time on the podcast. I'm a little bit Britney. I am half Britney.
A little bit Alexis?
I'm a little bit Alexis and a little bit Britney Spears, meaning I am bipolar as well, but not her kind. I'm the other kind. Bipolar 2, which is, like, not as hardcore. If you are
but you're hardcore, not hardcore,
unless you live hardcore. I don't live as hardcore as Britney Spears, but that is something that if you want to be my lover, I tell people. The last date I went on before quarantine started, I went on a date with someone, and I told him straight up.
And what did
he do? He was cool about it. I think his sister or his mom or somebody he was in the family had it, so he had, like, understood. We talked about it for a long time. He was like, cool.
That's sweet.
Just because I like to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm not going to answer the phone and stuff, and it's just a thing. Like, I get kind of depressed sometimes, and I don't feel like talking to anybody, and...
Me too.
You know, that's just the way it goes, Linda.
I also feel like that my entire life I've been trying to hide the fact of how ADHD I actually am, and I've gotten to the point in my life where...
The point in my life.
In my life, where I just need to put it out there, like... Here, I'm not saying I can't get better. I'm constantly improving. I'm constantly working on myself. But at the same time, like, y'all gotta know this about me. Because it's not going away.
Did we have to say three things?
Hold on.
Three?
If you were to come... No, just one.
Oh, well then, let's go.
We're done. Next. Number 28. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you just met. We were just saying that.
Didn't we just do this? Didn't we already answer this, kind of?
Kind of, say, yeah, like, but this time, we're supposed to be very honest.
I mean...
And say things that we wouldn't say to somebody that we typically just met. So, for you...
I would be like, you're weird. You are weird, but I like you. Like, you wouldn't typically say that to someone that you just met because you'd hurt their feelings, but I would say it.
Okay. I'd be like, you're a blunt bitch, but I like it. Like, you just tell it like it is. And it's funny, but you're funny.
I'd be like, I really like your pink hair. If I just met you, that's the first thing I would say. Your hair is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, but I'd be like, your hair is so cool.
Your eyes are sickening.
If I, like, met you drunk in a bathroom...
Oh my god, I'd be like, you look like a supermodel.
I'd be like, you look like me.
Are you my best friend?
Are you my sister?
I'd be like, wait a minute.
Wow.
Are we sis?
Do we have the same dad?
Did we just become best friends?
Are
you as sickening as I am?
Like, I'd be like, yeah, that's what I'd say.
You're I think you're more sickening than me. I thought I was too fat
to be sickening.
Me too.
At this point.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I gotta lose some weight before I'm sickening again. Because you're not hardcore. Unless you diet hardcore.
Oh, shit.
I cheated on my diet today. I got Taco Bell. Today's my cheat day of this week, so I got to be straight the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm straight.
I fucked up today, and I'm about to eat ice cream. All right, anyways.
Ready for this?
Yep.
Y'all ready for this? All right, number 29. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life.
Ow.
I have a lot.
I have one that comes to mind that is, like, the most embarrassing thing in my life, but I don't know how graphic I can get on the podcast.
Yeah, I think mine are all too embarrassing to share. Let's think.
Like, I would love to tell it, but, like, off the record.
Ew, yeah.
Or, like, with some close friends of the podcast, but not, like, family who listens to it.
I've got one.
Okay.
I might have actually said this before. If I did, I apologize. But, an embarrassing moment in my life, I was playing Foursquare, and I was really fucking good at it. And I used to annihilate everybody on the Foursquare deck, whatever you call it. And anyway, I was, like, killing everybody's ass in the game. I'd been in the king spot for, like, fucking forever. Recess is 30 minutes. I was, like, in the number one spot for, like, 20. Yeah. Anyway.
Like that Ludacris song? Number one spot?
I don't know that one. How's it go?
Oh, whoa. I'm not going to say
I mean, I probably do, but... Okay. You're not anyway, Ludacris. Some girl... I won't say her real name because it's very obvious.
You should say her real name.
It rhymes with... I can't even rhyme it. It's got three syllables.
Well, she's probably a bitch, so just rhyme it.
No, I can't do it. I'll tell y'all later. It's like, no, I won't. It rhymes with shma. Shma. I can't say the rest.
Shamika said I have potential.
It's not Shamika. I wish it was Shamika. If Shamika had told me this, I would have been like, you're right, bitch. Anyway, this was a girl that was kind of mean to me, and she was waiting in line, and I was still running the shop. So she said to me, in front of all the boys, why are your legs so hairy?
Oh, wow.
And I had never even thought about it before. Like, never in my life had I ever even at that point, like, looked down at my legs and looked at the hair. Like, I just didn't even acknowledge it. It was kind of blonde. I just didn't even really think about it yet. So she said that in front of everybody, and after that I was like, fuck, I gotta start thinking about my leg hair. And some people laughed and whatever. I kept running shop, but my legs were hairy at that point, so it was embarrassing.
Wow. That is really mean of her.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice, girl. I won't say your name, but you know who you are.
I'm trying to think of one, but, like, all of mine are, like, fucked up.
That's, like, my least fucked up.
Like, embarrassing, that's not fucked up. I don't really have any.
Mm. Do you want me to answer for you?
One of mine?
No. One of mine. I have a backup.
Okay.
This was so embarrassing. When I was in seventh grade, I had really bad acne. And it was, like, just forming. Like, I didn't have it before. So, I was, like, whatever. Cute and popular and pretty. And the boys liked me. And I hated boys. But this is how I know when it turned. Because one day, all these boys that used to try to date me in seventh grade, at lunchtime, came up to me. Well, first of all, one of them, and I will say his name, Clifton. He came up to me and asked me if I had poison ivy. On my face. And I was like, yeah, actually I do. And then like 3 days later, these two little fucking fucktards came up to me. And they were like in the lunch line. They kept saying, celebrating early? Are you celebrating early? And I was like, getting my fucking taco. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. 4th of July. Are you celebrating early? No, I don't know what you're talking about. And then finally, like, after we paid and we, like, came through the line, like, we sat at the same fucking table. One of them was like, because, like, there's, like, fireworks going off on your face.
Ow.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I have to go eat this taco with you now, and I don't even want to be around you.
Wow.
So I turned my back to them, and I did not talk to them.
I thought of one. That was really sad. All of yours are sad.
Yeah, those were two very embarrassing moments for me.
I thought of one that was embarrassing in front of my coworkers. I worked at a water plant, and they're... Oh, so sad. Trigger warning. Birds die.
Oh, no, not this story. Oh, my God.
I've been rescuing these birds, right?
This is a very sad story.
I was rescuing birds left and right. Like, taking them to bird recoverer ladies...
45 minutes away, all kinds of shit.
You had, like, a separate job inside of your job.
I was an animal caretaker. I took care of rabbits.
But not to, you weren't paid to do
it. No, I just did it for fun because I hated my job and my life. So, I had been saving all these birds, and then there's like four pools of water, and then there's like a walkway that goes in between them, and this bird, and then there's like pipes in each pool of water, like big round pipes that kind of stick out about like 6 inches above the water, and they go down like really far, and this bird was on the rim of a pipe, like it was a baby bird. And it was by itself. And I was like, he probably can't fly in that pipe. He's probably getting really hot. So I went to grab him, and he jumped, and he went down the pipe. And I was heartbroken. I dropped to the floor and just started crying. And then I called my mom and told her and cried. And then I had to tell my coworkers what happened because I was a mess. And they all thought it was a joke. They all thought it was a joke. Like, don't let her around any more birds, like, stuff like that. And it was really embarrassing. I felt so stupid, but I also killed a life, and it really hurt. It was a bird.
Well, you didn't
I killed it. That's what Mom tried to tell me, that I didn't do it, but I did, because if I hadn't fucked with it, he might have survived. But he might not have. They told me that he would have died anyways. Some of my coworkers did say that.
It's hard to tell.
But that was embarrassing. And I'm still
You
sad.
Were embarrassed by what? Like, the coworker thing?
Yeah. I was just embarrassed that I did something tell them? So... I was just embarrassed that I did something so stupid.
Oh. That's heartbreaking.
Like, I should have had a net or something to protect him from falling in the pipe, and I just wasn't thinking. I just was trying to save him, and I did it wrong.
Oh, my God.
And he died.
That's sad.
My favorite animal is a bird now. It used to be a shark, but birds are my favorite animal now. I really like them a lot, and I really...
You can hear them right now.
Thank you, and I appreciate them, but I killed one, so...
Maybe that's why you like them so much.
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Number 29. Number 30. When did you last cry in front of another person?
Right now. I'm crying.
By yourself.
Right. Oh. Well, I'm crying right now.
Are you really? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I'm really sad about... I'm really
Double
sad.
Whammy. She's crying in front of herself and me.
Oh,
the miners. It's a sad story. I didn't want you to tell it because it makes me sad.
I really wish I never did that. I really wish I could... That's if... You can't... If I could go back in one
if
time...
If I could turn back time...
If I could turn back time just once, I would go to that day and do it differently.
Really?
That's the one day I would pick. I don't want to change anything about my life but that moment.
Wow. That's intense.
I really... Really.
If I could turn back,
I had a hard time with that.
Damn it. I'm sorry, Linda.
All right, so that answers that question. I'm crying right now.
Yeah, crying. Let's
Is
talk about
Is it two
crying.
Questions in one? When I cried by myself, too?
It said, when was the last time you cried in front of a person? By yourself?
When was the last time I cried by myself?
I don't know.
I really don't know either. I haven't cried in a
while. I mean,
while.
I can tell you both real quick. I cried in front of... Does it count if I was on the phone with you?
Yeah.
I cried on the phone with you today. Something... I'm not really going to get into it, but I had a plan, and it didn't work out, and I cried about it. And then I cried to myself about it some more. But guess what? I'm not going to share with y'all the intimate details.
Okay, well...
Next... 31. Tell your partner something that you like about them already. We keep doing this.
Okay, how many times am I going to tell you what I like about you?
I like how big your boobs have gotten. It's pretty cool. I'm glad that you get to experience having big boobs.
Yeah, it won't be for long if I lose weight. So I gotta enjoy it while it lasts.
They might stay. You never know.
Oh, be nice. I don't fucking know, bro. Like, then you just sound like a bitch if you can't think of anything. But I feel like I've already answered this.
I know.
5 times.
There's nothing else to like.
I like your
humor.
Really? I don't really.
Yeah. I mean.
That's fake.
Like, you're funny. I think that you're funny.
I'm not funny.
I mean, I think I'm the funniest in the family behind Russell. I think I'm
Russell's
funny.
The funniest.
Russell's you're the second funniest. I'm the second funniest.
I'm probably because like
I crack myself up all the time.
I'm the fourth funniest.
Priscilla's not that funny. Sorry, I mean Becky.
Becky is funnier than I am.
She's goofy, but she's not like cracking jokes.
I don't have jokes. I'm not a rapper.
Well, I guess.
Anyway.
I like how you cook rice.
I don't cook rice. She's well, just you pulling used to. Shit. I am good at
you
cooking rice.
You used to cook rice all
rice
the time.
Rice-roni?
You used to be the rice girl. I was the cheese treader and you were the rice girl.
I was always the rice girl,
but you
you're
would
right.
let the water boil over sometimes.
Yeah, I'm very forgetful.
Yeah, I like but how I, you cook rice.
Actually, if I have an egg timer, I'm all good in the neighborhood. All right, let's move on. 32. What if anything is too serious to be joked about? Black Lives Matter.
Rape. I don't think rape jokes are funny.
Nope.
And people try to crack them, like, all the time, and, like, they're
ew,
not funny.
I don't think rape jokes are funny. I don't think black jokes are funny.
Yeah.
I don't think trans jokes are
trans
funny.
Trans jokes are not funny.
I don't think any kind
gay jokes
type
are
of racial
funny.
Or, yeah. What the fuck? Get over yourself. Get a fucking life. Go fork yourself.
Jokes,
gotta go.
Jokes about,
I don't really like dead baby
people.
Jokes. Paraplegics.
You know what I mean?
Paraplegics.
Are
not cool.
Not funny. Like.
Ew. Ew, I don't like those, get in the kitchen jokes.
Like, no, I hate those jokes so
get
much.
Get a black eye and get in the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah, like.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Next.
You know what jokes are funny?
Dad jokes.
Yes, but also, remember that book that we had where the.
Misery?
The main character looks like, our grandmother on mom's side.
Kathy.
And she was always pissed. No, our grandmother on mom's
no,
side.
No, the Kathy cartoon.
Her name was not Kathy. She was a pissed grandma with gray hair, and she was always bitching about stuff.
Mildred?
Something like that. Her jokes were funny, dude. She was a bitch. And she always reminded me of our grandmother, this character in this book that we had, like, different books.
Oh, the mean old witch...
She
classroom
witch.
Lady?
She was,
oh,
she
no.
She was a, just an old lady.
I don't know her.
Look her up. Look up bitch grandma. Look up mean grumpy grandma.
We're
going
to have to come back. That is going to be a very deep dive.
All right.
All right. Moving on. This is... They're getting longer. Okay. Ew. Okay. This is number 33.
Let's put a break right here so we can look up the grandma. All
right.
Before we get into the real deep ones.
I fucking just... Let's get this last one over with and then get a break.
This is the last question?
Because I'm telling you it's going... No.
Oh.
But never mind. There's only three left. Take a break. Da-da-da-ba-ba. Get your Mildred.
I think that her name might...
Everybody get your Mildred
begin with
on.
An M. Let's see. Bye. All right, we're back with a new dog running around.
We got Leroy in the heezy.
All right, let's do it.
All right, ready? If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told somebody something? Why haven't you told them yet? I don't even effing know. What the hell? I have to read that again. If I were going to die tonight... And no opportunity to communicate what I most regret not telling somebody. I really don't know.
If we just lay here.
Not telling somebody something. I don't have any secrets.
That's what I'm saying. I don't either. So I've already said everything.
I guess I would tell my ex-boyfriend that I've already told him that, though. That I'm sorry about his... situation.
What? That would be what you say?
Like, I feel really bad that
to someone
we broke up, like, right when he was going through a really hard time. But I've already told him that. So, never
you
mind.
You shouldn't use your last wish on that. Whatever.
It says if you didn't have an opportunity to communicate with somebody something, like, I feel like I've already communicated everything to y'all, thankfully. I think most people would say something about their family, but we have, like, a close relationship with our family, so I don't really feel like I have...
I regret not telling Mom I love her one last time.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's all I have for you.
Yeah, I don't really know. Okay, anyway... 34. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why?
My purse, because it has my phone and my wallet in it.
I mean, that's obviously the most practical, but...
I don't have a cute answer for you.
I would say that picture that Booker framed for me. Probably pictures. It's all pictures. Booker framed like a really cute thing for me. It's all pictures. Memorabilia type of thing.
Yeah, whatever. My purse.
All right.
These questions suck.
Number 35. Well, we're on our last two. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why? What the fuck?
I don't want to talk about that. And I'm not going to talk about that. Because I don't want to bring that into the universe.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We don't bring that into the universe around here.
Number 36. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also, ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
The love of my life... doesn't want to be in a relationship, and I want to bang people too. I want to bang other people too, but I'm too shy, so I'm just lonely. Well, I'm not lonely. I won't get into it, but I mean, I'm fine.
You're asking for my advice on this?
I'm actually great, but like, do you think I should get a little boyfriend? Do you think I should take someone seriously?
I think you should absolutely
Or keep doing what I'm doing.
Explore the universe.
So just keep dating people left and right?
I think that you're very young. And I get it. Love your life type of shit. But coming from experience, sometimes you think you met the love of your life and you actually didn't. So I feel like you're so young, you should really explore your options. I'm not saying
I hate everybody usually. It turns
and I
out
get
that
it.
I hate
it's
everybody.
Fucking hard. Yeah, dating is hard.
Like, I never like anybody as much as I like him. Everybody's always gets on my nerves eventually.
But there's also things that you don't like about him. And there's also things that, like, are not cool. You know? I like him a lot as a person, but, like, shit with your relationship is not always cool. It's not usually cool, to be honest.
Well, we're not in a relationship.
Right. There's a reason for that.
But I also kind of like it because we don't talk every day, and I like that. I don't want to talk to someone every day. I don't like feeling responsible for someone else's emotions.
Neither do I.
But everybody always gets kind of weird.
But I'm supposed to give you advice. So I would say explore the universe. And do what you want, what you want, what you body.
Alright, your turn.
My turn? I have to ask for advice for something. What is it again?
I give you advice.
I keep losing my spot. What is it I have to ask about?
What? Something that you need advice about.
Personal problem. Ask my partner's advice. Oh my god, I'm supposed to also reflect back to how you seem to be feeling about the problem you've chosen. Okay, so I think that you seem to be fixed on the problem that you have chosen. Sorry. Like, I feel like you've got your mind made up, and that's the way you're doing it, and I can't get through to you.
Yeah, so goodbye.
Anyway, I already knew that. That's why I wasn't ever going to try to give you advice. But anyway, my problems.
I don't take advice from people.
What are my problems? What's a problem I'm facing? Yikes. I don't really like to talk about my problems.
You got to this one time. Because we've answered a lot of these half-assed. So
I don't make enough money. I don't make enough money. That's my problem.
Oh, you're not going to like my advice.
Okay, what is it?
Quit your job. You gotta quit that job, dude. You gotta get a different job.
And do what?
something that pays more, you can find something that pays more.
Fuck that advice. How do I seem?
You're not gonna listen, but that job doesn't pay enough. That's just the facts.
Yeah, I know, but it makes me happy. If it makes me happy.
Yeah, but think about this. What if something happens to the Jeep? Then what do you do?
Something's happening to the Jeep.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't fucking know. That's what I'm gonna saying. Go back to school. Learn how to read. Anyway, that was our last question. How did I seem?
I don't know, the same way as me, I guess.
Wait, they skipped over the part where we're supposed to stare into each other's
eyes. Well, we're not gonna do all that now.
I know, but don't you remember that? Doing that?
Yeah. I do. Well, somebody is screaming in the backyard.
It's like some kid.
Someone is screaming. How did you guys like our 4th of July episode? Let us know. You guys have been listening to it, so somebody must like it.
Really?
Girls like it.
The girls like it. My sister likes it.
Somebody likes it.
Look, we just finished the 36 questions of love. Are you in love with us?
Probably not, because we didn't even answer.
We actually skipped
a couple of them.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about death.
I'm not talking about the future. I'm not bringing on death. I'm not putting that in the universe for anybody. Yeah,
fuck that.
And I'm not talking about the future either, because I don't want to know.
I feel like we are both very aware of, like, we're not manifesting shit, okay? Especially during a Mercury retrograde, especially during a Venus retrograde, which you just got
especially
out of.
During a fucking pandemic. It's not the right vibe on the Earth right now. Yeah,
there's too much shit going on.
The Earth
in the
is
world
going
right
through
now.
Too
I'm
much.
I'm not trying to bring more
it's
chaos.
Too hardcore.
If you're not hardcore.
The Earth is living hardcore right now, and it's just not the right vibe to try and do any spooky shit.
Yeah, it's really not.
To try to manifest shit.
It's really a time to purge and reassess and reflect, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And not like the Purge movie.
No,
like,
I hate that
gross.
Movie. Ew.
Like, I hate that word.
I hate people that talk about, like, wanting to live, like,
ew,
do the
gross.
Purge. Like,
gross
are you psycho?
Out. No.
Like, are you
never.
Actually a psychopath? Oh, do you want to know something?
What?
I watched that movie Zodiac. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've always been interested
Iron
in
Man,
it, but I've never seen it.
Iron Man is in it.
What's his name?
Chloe Sevigny, my girl, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it, and it was okay. It's frustrating to me because they still don't know who he
They've
is.
They've never called him.
It was frustrating because I couldn't
Some
remember
Some people think it
first.
Was, Ted Kaczynski.
No.
The Unabomber.
I think it was the Lee guy.
You don't think it was Ted Cruz?
No.
Alan Lee, who's that?
I think his name was Alan. Something Lee.
What happened?
L-E-I-G-H.
Did he kill himself?
No, they didn't have enough evidence to arrest him, so he's...
Alive?
I don't know if he's still alive.
Yikes. I like to talk about murder.
Yeah, so then I started looking up, like, I wanted to watch the other Zodiac movie, but it's not on Netflix. And then I wanted to watch something about the Golden State Killer, but there's nothing on Netflix.
I think there's a new something coming out.
Like on HBO or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just saw an ad for it.
But now I'm watching this show called Serial Killers with Pierce Morgan.
And oh, I've watched that.
He sits down and talks to serial killers, but and I've watched
Which one
three,
did you watch?
I watched the first three so far, which are really frustrating.
Who
because
are they?
All of them are like, no, I'm innocent. Like
the
I
guy with the weird eye?
It was the first guy who was a white guy who was old and was hard of hearing in both ears.
Henry Lee Lucas?
The second episode was the black guy. The
Grim Sleeper? Or the guy from D.C.? That draws all the girls.
The Grim Sleeper, I guess. No, no, we just listened to that on the podcast. No.
No, the guy that draws all the girls.
Kansas City something.
Oh, I don't know.
And then the third one was this guy from the Bronx who
Fuck
killed
him.
Like
I've
three people.
Him.
He's a psychopath.
He's such a...
So people that want to purge are psychopaths as well. And it's like, how many psychopaths are we living amongst?
I've been watching the Killing season.
Because that guy did look like a normal guy when he was younger. But he's a psychopath.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
The Green River Killer, like, he got away with it for, like, decades. Because he looked like just, like, a normal, simple man. Ew. I've been watching The Killing Season on, I don't know, one of those basic cable channels. And it's really fucked up. I didn't even know about it. Like, all these girls getting murdered on, well, I don't know where, in New York City, but getting buried on Long Island, like a definite serial killer. They found like 10 bodies, like all lined up along this beach. And then it's like a deep dive. They like start finding like a similar trend in like Atlantic City and like all these beach towns, and then in Florida and Daytona. And then it's like the same pattern. So they think like a intercoastal like serial killer is like amongst us. And it's like
still like they're not still, arrested.
Yeah, like the last body I from what I've watched, and don't quote me on this, but I was kind of watching it this morning. I think they found somebody in like 2015. So like, yeah.
Wow.
Whenever, I don't know when that documentary came out or whenever that show came out.
Well, I'm probably going to go to my room and watch something like that before I go to bed. It's not what you're supposed to watch before you go to bed, but yeah. It's somehow been strangely calming me down.
I know, me too. I watch SVU every chance I get, especially before bed. I don't know why.
I just think it's interesting.
Maybe it's because I've seen like every episode, you think? It's like familiar?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up that it's familiar for us to think about homicide, but it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, I mean, we're that just people used can to do it, stuff watching like that.
Stuff like that.
Like, how can you strangle someone with your hands? Like,
I don't know.
It's kind of crazy.
It takes a long time.
How can you tell someone you're going to throw their baby out the window when you're driving?
How can you throw a baby out the window? Like, what the...
Like, are you psych? Like, you're psycho. Like, you're psycho.
Are you psycho? Yes.
Are you psycho? Yes, you are. You shouldn't be here.
I've listened to some terrible shit in the past day. Listening to this, freaking whatever they call him Lisk, Long Island serial killer. Some dude that, fucking strangles women, sex workers, and buries them in like shallow graves on the beach in a burlap sack. Trigger warning, sorry, I'm talking about a lot of dead bodies. Mom and dad are home.
Yeah, they sure are. Should we wrap it up?
I think we should. Sorry to get depressing on y'all.
I don't know if this episode was really that long. I mean, we kind of went through those questions like pretty quick. I think the first part was only 25 minutes.
Wow.
So 25 plus 15 is what?
25 plus 15 is
40.
40.
Yeah. So 40 minutes? Is that a long enough episode?
It is now.
Alright, fuck it, guys. Fuck you guys.
No,
just
we
kidding.
Love you.
I'm just joking.
Follow us on Instagram, Not Tonight Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Not Tonight Pod.
If you've been listening to us and you like our episodes, can you please, for the love of God, go rate it on Apple Podcasts? Give us a review, please. I beg of you.
We're trying to get sponsorships so we can keep this bitch going.
We're trying to make money so we can be
make
cool.
Make that paper. That was my one wish, y'all.
All right, I'm about to go
you.
Eat some
we
food.
We have to be careful out there. Love you, bye.
I gotta go eat ice cream.
I had to eat tacos.
You gotta post a second episode.
Yeah, I do.
All right, bye, guys. We got work to do.
We have work. Bye. Goodbye. You better work, bitch.